We are learning Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Pei Aleph Amud Aleph, and we are starting from the Mishnah on top of Pei Aleph Amud Aleph. Zok the Mishnah. Mishnah is chayiv b'shtei mises bezdin nidum b'chamura. That means someone does two averis. He's mechal Shabbos, which is chayiv skila. He also is mezana reishis dish, which is chayiv chenek. You only kill him once, so you give him skila, give him the more chamur to go on. Ovad averos is chayiv shtei mises. If he does one aver that has two chiyuve mises bezdin nidum b'chamura, he gets the more chamur to go on. What's an example of one aver that's chayiv two mises bezdin? So Rashi explains the example would be if someone is mezana with his mother-in-law who is married. So on one hand, his mother was Eish Tishrei, which is a Chiyuv Chenek. On the other hand, for this Nosi Chayiv Sreifa, it's the mother-in-law. So here, there's one Aveira, which has two Chiyuv Mises. You get the Chomer, you get the Sreifa. Rabbi Yisrael, you need the Mezikah Rishon and Shabbat Olav. You are Chayiv for the first Isser that came on to you, the first Isser. We'll see what that means. The Gemara will explain what it means, what does it mean the Isser came first. But first, our Gemara will discuss the ratio of the Mishnah. The ratio of the Mishnah says, someone's chayiv two mises bezdin, he gets the chamura, which would mean, let's say he's mechal Shabbos, so he's chayiv skila, and there's another ish shish, he's chayiv chenek, so he gets skila. So Gemara says, pshita, like he's chayiv skila already, because now he's not ish shish, he'll get chenek, he's going to gain because he did now a vera that's chayiv chenek, he was chayiv skila already. Amar Rava, hokamay skinon, gerncha ova avera kala. He did avera kala. Which means he was, let's say he's Baal Ishtish, Chayev Chenek. But Igmar Dinoy, and there was a Psak Din already that is Chayev Igmar Din. That means if before it was Igmar Din, he did both of them, you don't have to tell me, that's Poshit, you'll get the Mohammed one. But here was ready Nigmar Din for Chenek on the Ishtish. So now his Din is Chenek. Because of Avaver Chamura, then he was Mechal Shabbos. So Sakadat Chamina, you would say, Kiman the Nigmar Din Lavera Kala, since already it was Nigmar Din to get Chenek, so now he's like a dead person. Hai Gavar Katiluhu. And maybe you can't Mechayiv him anymore. Kamash Vilon, that you are Chayiv. You are Chayiv, that's the Kamash Vilon. So that means that even though it was Nigmar Din and you're already Chayiv Chenek, but still, now they did another Avera after Gmar Din, you're going to be Chayiv Skila. Because even though he's a Gavar Katiluhu, he's still going to be Chayiv for Skila for Mechal Shabbos. Now Tysus is bothered. That lechayra, it's taka should not be chayiv. You know why? Because it's edos shi'at yochel lahazima. Because here, the two edim would come and say that it's mechal Shabbos, and let's say they turned out to be zaymim, you can't be chayiv as two edim misa. Why? Because the person they were trying to kill would have been killed anyway with chenek. So lechayra, it's edos shi'at yochel lahazima. You can't have kasher zama. On that, Tosis answers two terutzim. Either he says that the case where Yavi Chayiv Skila was, it was done, the Mechil Shabbos was done in front of Bezdin, so you don't need Eidus. So that's how it's possible, it's going to get Skila. Or he says, the Dimitaris, he says that, you know, it is possible to have Eidim Zayim on the second pier. If the first Eidim get disqualified somehow with Eidim Zayim, let's say, so now he's not Chayiv Chenek anymore. And now these Eidim were trying to Mechayiv this guy Skila, and they also become Zayimim, so they could be Chayiv for Edom Zayimim in such a case. So it is possible to have Ha'azama, and therefore, it's called Eish Yochel Hazima. But the bottom line is, that the halacha is in our Mishnah, if someone's chayiv two mises bez, it means he's chayiv chenek, which is a kal, which is less, which is more kulik. And afterwards, he does chil Shabbos, he's still chayiv skila, and that's a chiddush. So Bayiminei, the Gemara wants to know, where's the makar for this? Bayiminei avud Rav Yosef bar Choma mi Rav bar Nosson, menoha mils dar rabbanon, mishu chayiv two mises bez, nidim mechamura. How taka do you know that if someone is a gavra katila, right, he's chayiv chenek, he can still be chayiv skila with that very does after Gemara din? Who said? So Gemara says, I have a makar from a pasuk in Yecheskel. The chsiv, in that parasha Yecheskel, Yecheskel is telling Klal Yisrael that if someone does Averis, he gets unshim for his Averis. He doesn't get unshim for his father's Averis, he gets unshim for his own Averis. And the same thing, if someone is a tzaddik, he gets schar because he's a tzaddik. So the pasuk talking about here, a rasha, it says like this, V'hoilid ben paritz shefech dam, v'oso och ma'acha me'ela, Vuas Kalela also gam elahorum ochal vis ishis reotime, only vevin hoino exels gizal chavolo yoshe velaglum osa inov teevasa. It says a bunch of list of all different averis this person does. And we're going to go through them one by one. Vahoilid ben paritz shefir dam, which means someone who kills, this person kills, so this Rashi gets visayif. That's ishayif saif. Then it says ishis reotime zu ishis ish bechenak. That's Eishes Ish, and Yechayiv Chenek. V'lagalulim nosa'inav, which is Avodah Zarah, zu Avodah Chavim v'skila. So we have his fellow who did at least three Averis. The Averis were, he did Avera of The first one he did was Shefech Dam. He was a murderer, so he's Chayiv Saif. The second Aver he did was Eishes Ish, Mizanu Eishes Ish, which is Chenek. And the third Aver he did was Aver Zor, which is Skila. And what does it say at the end of that Pasuk? Leksiv, Mois Yumas Dom of Boy, Yeah, Dom of Boy, Yeah. And we know that when it says Dom of Boy, it means Skila. So what do you see? You see that even though he did three different Averis, he's Chayiv Skila. Maybe there wasn't any Nigmar Din yet. So Rashi says, then it wouldn't be a Chiddush. The Chiddush of Pasuk is, even was Nigmar Din already for Saif, and then Nigmar Din for Chenek. Still, he gets Skila, even though he's a Gavra Katila, and this is the Makar, that even after you Chayiv Chenek, you still could be Chayiv Skila afterwards, even though you're already a dead person, you still could be Chayiv Skila. And this is a Makar from the Pasuk. Maskel Rav Nachma Yitzchak, Mehecha Teisa, that we're talking about the Averis we just counted out. Maybe the read the pasuk like this. Maybe Kula v'Skila. Maybe all three Averis were Skila. V'hoil ben parot shoyfech dam zeben soirer umayra. Someone referring to a soirer umayra. He didn't kill anyone. It's Hashem soifai. That we kill a ben soirer umayra because he might do a murder one day and might give him Skila. So v'hoil ben parot meant a ben soirer umayra gets Skila. Eishas reo tima is unayra marasa. It's also a Skila. The lacha is, if someone's mezano unayra marasa, he gets Skila. All three are skila. So that's why you get skila, because all three are various attack a skila. So Gemara says, no, that can't be. Okay, what's Yecheskel teaching us? That these are various chayav skila, we know that from the Torah. So Gemara says, Dumma Torah kamahad. Maybe Yecheskel is telling us over, chasving over Torah with us. So Gemara says, if that was the case, if you want to say over the Torah, he should have said it over the way Moshe Rabbeinu said it over. The way Rashi learns it means, he should have said it over like the whole Devarim. The whole Sefer Devarim is Mishnah Torah. So Yecheskel said Mishnah Torah. He said it only, he picked out these three things, it must be teaching us a halacha. The way that Yad Rama learns is, it shouldn't have been Beremez. It shouldn't have said like the Remez, Ben Paritz, Shevech Dam, El Horem, Eishreo Timei, Velaglulim, Nasainov. All these are Remez. He should have said it clearly if he wanted to say Torah. So the bottom line is, this is a makar that someone is Chayiv Chenek already, and then does Aveir like Chilul Shabbos, he gets Skila. Once we have these psukim, we're going to darshan more of this psukim. When the Pasuk talks about a tzaddik, it says, Elaharim loy ochal ve'inav loy nasa el gilule beis Yisrael ves esreu loy timei vel ishanida loy yikrov. That's the Pasuk says. All the things they didn't do, and we darshan like this. Doros of acha b'achinir ma'idich sev elaharim loy ochal. That elaharim loy ochal. What does that mean? Shloy ochal b'schus avayisav. He's not someone who's living b'schus avayisav. He has his own schusim. Ve'inav loy nasa el gilule beis Yisrael. Which means, doesn't mean he didn't do Avayazar, because that's Pasha. It's not a big, not a tzaddik. You don't do Avayazar, I call it tzaddik. You have to do something more than that. That means, Holach became his gufa. He didn't walk haughtily around with his head held high up. Like the Maharsha explains, that Balgaiva has Shaykhist Avayazar, it's Ma'in Avayazar. And that's what it's saying, this Pasha, he didn't turn to Avayazar, means he didn't act like a Balgaiva, because Balgaiva has Shaykhist Avayazar. I'll read the Lashon of the Maharsha a little bit. He says, Holach became his gufa. Dima hagayva lo oved avodah zarah. Kamim perakam de soita kol sheyesh bo gasas haruach ki ilu oved avodah zechavim. Ksiv hacha k'tayavas Hashem. And that's how you see that it's a call to Eva. Then weiter in the pasuk it says vel es eshes reyo lo itime. It doesn't mean he didn't do his nos, because that doesn't make him a tzaddik. He didn't do his nos. But it means like this. Lo yorad lo umnes chaveroi. He didn't chepper with the profession of his friend. He didn't open a store next to his friend's store. He didn't do that. He was very careful with the other person's mammon. And again, the Maharsha explains, because Eish Yisrael or Isha is also considered panasa, that the Mechiyos Yodim is demily Isha. It says Re'ei Chaim Isha, and he brings rise to that. And therefore, he didn't chapel with someone else's panasa. Vel Isha Nidla Yikrov means, he didn't get close to Isha Nid, doesn't mean that Kipshutak, that's Pashut. He wasn't Nena from a Kupa Shal Tzedakah, and Rashi says, Shudava Genayla Adam Hagan. Adam Hagan should not take from Tzedakah. V'chsiv, it means even if he needs it, it could be, he should not take from Tzedakah. V'chsiv, it says in this Pasuk, Tzadik Hu Chaya Yechya. He's a Tzadik, and he will live long, L'Olam Haba, he's a Tzadik. He has to do all these four things. It seems like these four things are hard to do. No balgaiva, no living with schus avos, no chepering with your friend's panasa. You have to have all of them to be a tzaddik. He thought it was very hard. With one is not enough. Only Arakiva. No, it means either one of these is enough. I'll bring a raya, because this is by Avera. Omer Rekiva El Miata, it says, after the parish of Arias, it says, Al Tatama B'chol Eila. So hachinami, do you think that the only time there's a lav it's b'cholayla only b'kulu im b'chol v'nayaloi el ba'achas b'cholayla hachinami ba'achas b'cholayla one of these you keep you consider a tzaddik and choyi yechya. It's in the Mishnah that ovad avera achas that's chayv two misas nidim b'chamura. Rabbi Yosi argued, he said nidim mezikur rishona shabala. So Mara explains Tanya. Kaitzad Om Rav Yesi, nidam zikah rishayna. What does it mean that you get a zikah rishayna, you get an inish for the first zikah? So he says like this, nidam rishayna zikah abalav means chamoisoy, if someone married a daughter of an almana, so his mother-in-law is almana, but there's an ister mother-in-law, ister chamoisoy, v'nasis eshesish, and then she becomes, she gets married, becomes eshesish, the halacha is nidam chamoisoy, then you get sreifa, because what happened first, the ister chamoisoy came before eshesish, but let's say she was married, and then you married her daughter, then you'll get chenek. Without being like a Tanakama. Tanakama said you get the Mohammed one, but here, since the Ashish was first, you get chenek. Because Rav Yesi holds, ain't Isser Chalal Isser. So once is Isser Chamoisa, Ashish not Chalal on that. And one is the Isser Ashish, Chamoisa is not Chalal on Ashish. Only Rav Adda Bahav, Al Rava, Chamoisa and Nasis Ashish, Nidon Bechamoisa, Lidon Ami Ashish. His kasha is like this, that Rav Yosi is moida by Isser Moisif. That means, ain't you right, ain't Isser Chal Isser, even if it's more chomer. Like in this case, the Chamoisoi is more chomer than Eishas Ish, it's still not Chal. But the kasha is the other way, Eishas Ish should be Chal on Chamoisoi. You know why? Because Eishas Ish is brings more people into the Isser. Because until now, only she was Almana, so only her son-in-law was asked to her, but everyone else in the world is mutter to her. Now that she gets married, now there's Eishes Ish now on everyone, so it's Issa Moisif. It's Moisif more Isurim this marriage, and therefore once it's Moisif, we say Migu Dechal Akula Alma. It's also Chal on him. So not only is Shechal Moisai be also, it should be also as Eishes also. That's the Gemara's Kasha. So the Gemara says back, I'm a happy Kasha. Let's read it inside. You're right. It is Chal. What do you want? Give him two Mises? He's getting the more Chamadig one, the first one, Sreifa. What do you want? Okay, it's just Chal. But still, he gets the most Chamadig one. So that's why I'm saying my halacha. But the truth is, it is negeya this din that it's chal is a moisif. It will be negeya by a shoygeg. The if it's a shoygeg, you'll be chayv two chatoyos. It means if someone's ba chamoisai, that afterwards comes the eshes ish, you'll be chayv a shoygeg two chatoyos. Why? Because the second issa is chal. If it's the opposite way, eshes ish then chamoisai, first of all, for the misa will be only chenek. And second of all, gabi carbon will be chayv one, because chamoisai can be chal and eshes ish, not issa moisif. And ain't issa chal issa. But if it's the other way, chamoisai and eshes ish, if it's a shoygeg, there'll be an afkamina. If it's a shoygeg, it'll be chayv two chatoyos. Why? Because even though she was already also to the son in law, but since there's chal eshes ish for everyone else, on him will also be chal eshes ish. And if he's mezana with his mother in law, we have two kabbonis. One for chamoisa, one for eshes ish. Because since the eshes ish is iser moisif, it's chal. And it's only gay shaygi, because by misa, not a gay two misas. And lemaisa will get the first misa, because the first misa was anyway the more chamadiga one, which is Sreifa, so it won't be negeya the eshes ish, because you already got Sreifa. But negeya, it will be negeya for a shaygi for a carbon. And the one who asked the Kasha thought that he was even by Shaggy. That's what he asked him. He answered, no, I'm talking about Mesa, and therefore it's not Negev.